I think something that the Premier said yesterday that annoyed people. But you know what? He has got plenty of latitude politically to annoy lots and lots of people because he is riding so high in the polls. And there is further evidence of that in the polling by Utting Research conducted last weekend, published in the West Australian this morning. This is seat-by-seat polling. And you always take seat-by-seat polling with a grain of salt, but I am unsurprised by its results, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm unsurprised by its results. Dawesville, currently held by Liberal Shadow Health Minister Zach Kirkup, he would be wiped out. Hillary's, which has been rolled gold Liberal heartland forever. Peter Katsimbanis, the Shadow Police Minister, would be wiped out. Joondalup and Kingsley, two seats that had been held by the Liberals until the last election, held by Labor since the last election, strong swings toward Labor according to this seat-by-seat polling. And then the seat of Scarborough, the seat that belongs to the opposition leader, Lisa Harvey. If this polling was replicated on the second Saturday in March, the opposition leader would lose her seat. Lisa Harvey joins me on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning to your listeners.
You worried about losing your seat?
Well, I never take my seat for granted, Gareth, and I think my constituents know that. But with respect to the poll, you know, the poll that matters really is Election Day next year in March. There's a long time to go before then. And, you know, this poll was commissioned from a Labor pollster. So I'm always sceptical of the results that come from polling that's affiliated with the Labor Party. So, you know, what I'm more interested in, quite frankly, is the feedback I'm getting from my candidates on the ground. They're all being very warmly received, and the issues that are being raised on the doorstep are issues around jobs in the economy. People want job security. They're worried about whether they're going to see family members at Christmas because of the border closures. They're worried about Metronet projects being given to contractors that are headquartered overseas. They don't think that's right, especially in the current climate. You know, and it's all local issues. You know, in Hillary's, for example, the ceiling of one of the primary schools fell in. You know, there's a petition going to try and get the government to actually rebuild a 40-year-old primary school that's not fit for purpose anymore. Those are the issues that people are concerned about. They're the issues that are being raised on the doorsteps with all of our candidates. So, you know, I take what people are saying face-to-face to the Liberal candidates on the ground, and we listen to that, and that is what we're basing our policies on.
You wouldn't dispute the overall direction of that polling, would you? You wouldn't say that it's inaccurate. You wouldn't be surprised by it, would you?
Well, look, I'm just not... I don't think it's helpful to pay attention to those sorts of polls when the feedback that we're getting on the ground is very, very different to what that poll says. So,
but is it a wake-up call that you and your candidates need to do more work to work harder to connect with voters?
Well, Gareth, obviously we've got a difficulty getting our message out because we've got difficulty fundraising at the moment. And if we can't advertise, we can't get our message out. That's a really big problem for us right now.
Why do you think you have difficulty fundraising?
And that's something that we're working to correct. Well, we don't have the unions to help us with fundraising, so that puts us on the back step and always has done.
Are you saying that your traditional business donors have abandoned you at the moment?
No, I'm not saying that at all, Gareth. I'm not saying that at all. We have got our supporters behind us.
You just raised the issue of fundraising. It's obviously an issue because you say you don't have resources to advertise. The unions have never backed Liberal candidates, but traditionally business and small business in particular have backed Liberal candidates. You're saying that you don't have money in the coffers to advertise at the moment?
No, I'm saying we're starting our fundraising now and we're going very well with that. And I've actually got quite a few donors that have started to step up right as we're speaking. In fact, yesterday I understand a couple of people went into Liberal Party HQ talking about trying to get some big fundraisers together. But that's not my point, Gareth. My point is that on the ground, when we're at the doorstep talking to our candidates and our candidates talking to people, you know, in their houses, in suburbs like Kingsley, in suburbs like Murray Wellington, they are talking about local issues. They're talking about crime hotspots. They're worried about health. The hospital, the ambulance ramping in hospitals is an issue that's been raised on the doorstep.
Indeed. And that's
That's out of control, the hospital ramp, the ambulance ramping. And, you know, the Premier was out there the other day deliberately misleading people of Western Australia, saying that the ambulance ramping stats were because the ambulance needed to be cleaned between patients for COVID. Completely not true. No, the ramping figures include the time. It's only about the time paramedics are waiting to hand over a patient.
And explain to such why the AMA on this program yesterday. Can I just ask you about the economy, Lisa Harvey? Do you agree with the Premier's rosy assessment of the economy, of the West Australian economy at the moment?
Well, no, Gareth. And I think that we're in dire straits if the Premier's only solution for the economy is to try and lock up Western Australians and keep them spending every cent they have in WA. You know, his commentary about the economic protectionism with respect to the borders was extraordinary and quite bizarre. You know, South Australian visitors to Western Australia last year spent $302 million. We had 211,000 visitors from South Australia who came into Western Australia, $302 million to our tourism economy. So to say that opening the borders is the other states only want that so that all of the Western Australians can go and spend money in other states is ridiculous. We've got 7% unemployment, Gareth. So we've got all these people on JobKeeper and JobSeeker. They're not going to be travelling interstate on holiday. They're putting their money away for a rainy day because they don't have job security. Now, and that's why we've been talking about policies around WA Jobs First, you know, prioritising Western Australian companies to tender for government contracts. People are furious, Gareth, that these Metronet contracts have gone to overseas companies, companies headquartered in France, headquartered in the UK. They want those Metronet projects, billion-dollar contracts, to go to Western Australian companies so that the profits stay here and the money flows through our economy. That's what they want to see.
Your election announcement earlier this week about for support for apprenticeships and training funding, do you think that's undermined by your record when you were the training minister when you put up TAFE fees by large amounts?
Gareth, and that's a complete lie. The Labor Party are going out there saying that I put up TAFE fees by 500%. It is complete and utter garbage. They're using one case, which was,
It's not complete and utter garbage. Well, they're certainly focusing on the upper range of the fee hikes that happened when you were in government, but they did happen.
Let me explain it to you, Gareth, though. The 500% increase that they're talking about was one course. Several years ago, the federal government made a decision with the state premiers that they would bring more capacity into childcare centres and require training for childcare workers. So in order to achieve that, the federal government funded the childcare courses to lift the standard and to lift the level of training for people delivering them. When that program ended, it was a 4 or 5 year program, the TAFE fees for childcare workers naturally went up because there was no subsidisation. And Labor are using that as an example of the 500% fee increase.
Right, but when
disingenuous.
When you were in government, TAFE fees went up, down, or stayed the same?
No, TAFE fees did increase while we were in government. But Gareth,
so that's my question. Does that blunt your credibility on this particular policy approach?
Well, no, because the last year I was in government, I held fees when I was minister. I held TAFE fees steady. And I did that by finding savings within the portfolio. What Labor didn't do, Gareth, for the first 3 years that they were in, is reduce TAFE fees. They did nothing about TAFE fees. They complained about it for years and did nothing about it. Okay. And so now that COVID's in, they've said they'll reduce TAFE fees to try and get people into training. And we announced a very good policy because there's no point in people taking up training courses if businesses aren't prepared to employ them. So our commitment, if we're elected in March, is a $200 million commitment, and that is to give businesses who take on an apprentice a $10,000 incentive and retention payment, and to give businesses who take on a trainee a $5,000 attention and retention payment, attraction and retention payment, and also a $1,000 tool bonus, because some awards say that the business has to fund, the employer has to fund tools. Okay. Some of them say the apprentice has to fund tools. And if you are on Newstart and you've got to stump up for all of your tools of trade to become a chef, for example, that buying all your knives and everything is actually an impediment. So our course was for 20,000 new apprentices and trainees, And Gareth, that is to arrest the decline in the uptake of in the commencements in trainees and apprentices over labour. They are no shining light when it comes to training. Commencements have dropped 32% in the last 3 years.
It's
32%. So we are staring down the barrel of a significant skill shortage in this state, and that's why I made the announcement to bring on 20,000 new apprentices and trainees.
Lisa Harvey, thank you for your time. Just one more before I let you go. In my experience covering politics, nothing quite focuses the mind of an MP on leadership issues like the prospect that they are staring down losing their seat. The polling that's there today will have members of your team thinking about exactly that this morning. Are you worried that it will lead to leadership instability and your own position?
No, I'm not, Gareth. I know I have the support of my colleagues, and I know, working hard in my seat, you know, I was out, I work very hard in my seat. I've always treated my seat as a marginal seat, and my constituents know that. And the other thing I will say is that our Scarborough boys won the A-grade grand final last week at Bassendean, and I was there to see them thrash North Beach. So, you know, it's all politics is local, and that's exactly what our candidates are doing. They are on the doorstep dealing with local issues, the local issues that concern people every day, and people will vote for the champion for their local issue, and that is who my candidates are. So, Gareth, that is how it's won. And that is what we're focused on. We want to bring some hope and optimism to Western Australia, Gareth. And the party that has the best plan for jobs and an economic recovery is the party that people will go to in March. And that is where our focus is.
Lisa Harvey, thank you for your time and well done to the Scarborough boys. I'm sure it was a big night at the Sandbar.
It was a fantastic win.
Good on you, Lisa Harvey, the opposition leader.